please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.
With those words, the mayor and the council set in motion the process for removing the statues of Confederate leaders John Hunt Morgan and John Breckinridge from the old Fayette Courthouse Square. But the 15-0 vote came after nearly 90 minutes of passionate public comment, with those favoring removal outnumbering opponents by more than 4-1. For many, there was a sense that the eyes of the nation are now on Lexington.
So I can no longer stand by and be complacent and say, this is okay that we have these statues.
As a person who tries to admit when he does something wrong, I hold my community to the same standard.
Where does this end? Jefferson, Washington, we can't erase the history of those men as slave owners.
But the vote is only the first step. The issue now goes to the Thursday docket, and if granted final approval, on to a state military commission.
I'm very happy that Lexington is moving forward with this.
Reverend Anthony Everett was part of a strong showing of faith leaders who took to the podium to call for the statue's removal.
We want to move beyond and be a community that is loving, that's together.
Yet the decision still leaves many questions unanswered, including where the statues should go. Gray had floated the idea of moving them to Veterans Park, but that option proved unpopular with some speakers at Tuesday's meeting. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.